around the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Yeah, you know, when we look at what's going on with the Pope, there's just one quick thing I want to add here. And that is, we have seen several different occasions where he spent a great deal of time, continues to talk to his longtime friend that he gives many interviews to, and who is a Marxist atheist. And I think in that they have a great deal in common. I think they're both Marxist atheists, quite frankly. You know, whether you believe in God, it's as James said, you know, even demons believe, right? But show me your faith by your works. What is it that he does? He, just in the same way that he makes these statements in private to these people, he went down and in public, he attacked people. After coming down and making a big show of apologizing to victims of pedophile priests, then he gets on the plane and he gets very angry because other people said, well, there's a bishop that was involved in this too. He says, I don't see any evidence of that. He says, there's not one shred of proof against him. It's all calumny. In other words, slander. He goes, is that clear? Very angry about it. And then it blew up worldwide in the press. It undid everything that he had done. So this is the kind of behavior that we have seen from this, this Pope. And one of the people who was a victim of this guy who is not going to be going to jail, who was sentenced to a lifetime of prayer and penance by the church because the criminal justice system will not get any justice with him. And one of these victims says, as if I could have taken a selfie. You want some evidence? As if I could have taken a selfie or a photo while Karadima abused me and others, and Juan Barrios, this is the guy that was being defended by the Pope, Juan Barrios stood by watching it all. As Barrios' most vocal accuser, Juan Carlos Cruz, he said, these people are truly crazy, and the pontiff talks about atonement to the victims. Nothing has changed. His plea for forgiveness is empty. So everybody goes, you know, what did he go down there for? He just undid everything that he did. And then he goes back and he apologizes a bit for that. But then this other story, one more, and I'll tell you, you know, because we don't know what's going to happen with Cardinal Pell yet. But one more. Pope Francis was told, and this came out in December 2016. Pope Francis was told in 2014 that a Catholic priest accused of sexually abusing children in Italy had been reassigned to a school in Argentina, where he has been since arrested on suspicion of child rape. Remember the beginning of all this? The Pope said, oh, yeah, we're not going to have this situation where we quietly shift somebody off somewhere where nobody knows that they are a child molester, and then they continue with it when they go. See, that's the worst thing about it, putting a sexual offender like that somewhere else so nobody knows where they are. He was arrested late November 2016 alongside four other men following allegations of abuse at an Institute for Deaf Children. Deaf children. Deaf to their pleas for help. And so was the Pope, because there were two dozen students who sent a letter to the Pope in 2014 naming this guy, saying he's abusing us. And the Pope turned a deaf ear to those deaf children. Don't tell me that's not the heart of a man that believes there's no God. Absolutely disgusting. And they use these people as avatars. Just as I said, David Hogg, you can't criticize that guy. You can't criticize the Pope. They deserve it. They deserve more than I can say on the radio, believe me. We just had the Austin police chief. Remember, he got into a lot of people criticized him because he wasn't politically correct. He wouldn't accuse this white Austin bomber of being a terrorist. CNN said, he can't bring himself to say it because this kid is white. Well, now he has seen the light. He has been intimidated. He said, now I actually agree that he was a domestic terrorist for what he did to us. He said, I was trying to go by the legal term. You know, the legal term is you use violence and crimes to achieve a political goal. He didn't have a political goal. So he says, yeah, I was using the thing. But now I realize because he was white, we gave him the benefit of being a human first. We did. We had a perceived racial insensitivity. This is a guy who desperately wants to get hired.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us in the next segment will be Alex Newman of The New American. And we'll be talking to him about a variety of issues. So I wanted to talk to him about climate change, globalism. I mean, we've been talking about the Pope. He has become the front man for selling that. So I think it'd be good to pick up on that with Alex Newman. He can talk about a variety of things. And so we'll see what's on his mind. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps this program going. It's what keeps us independent. Well, we will not be shut down in intimidation like Laura Ingraham. Unfortunately, she, even after she apologized for something that she didn't have to apologize to David Hogg, he said, that's not good enough. You must renounce Fox News. A little tyrant. So we'll see if she's going to renounce Fox News or if she'll continue to have her sponsors renounce her. I don't know. What she said was really pretty mild. But I want to tell you about some of the specials that are InfoWarsStore.com right now. We have Cellforce, The Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Plus, all those, 50% off. We also have Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. A great way to clean your house. It's very silent and very effective air filter, very attractive. It's got a little wave light on the front that shows you if it's working because it's so silent. You need to have that. We have one in our home. We have multiple units of this all over our office here, and it is very, very effective. I highly recommend that. That's now $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze, an air filter. We also have Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, 33% off, a new product in the Super Blue line that has nano silver in it. You know, nano silver is a very effective way to kill not only bacteria, but virus as well. And I always take silver with me when I travel. This is something that you can use as a gargle, and you can use it on your hands as well. Super Blue Gargle, 33% off. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Finally, one more thing I'll mention, Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement that we have, is now 50% off in a combo. The Real Red Pill, Brain Force Plus, and Body Challenge. All three of those together, 50% off. Today is the 45th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And as the Free Thought Project pointed out in their headline, it's time to do the same thing again in Afghanistan. It was yesterday, March 29th, 1973. The U.S. withdrew the last of its combat troops from Vietnam and the last prisoners of war. Well, some people would dispute that. Some people would say some of the soldiers were left behind. But as he points out here, says it's a clear reminder that the U.S.'s 16-year war with Afghanistan must come to an end. Says, before the U.S. funded and aided proxy wars in the Middle East in the name of ending the war on terror, it did the same thing in Vietnam and Korea in the name of stopping the spread of communism. And so I want to ask you today, was the domino theory correct? What does Vietnam look like now? The communists won there. Did they want to join China? Did they want to be puppets of China? They are now pushing back against China. And if you watch the documentary, The Fog of War, Robert McNamara and Errol Morris, wasn't his name the director? Genius director. I love that guy's films. Thin Blue Line really broke new ground in a thought-provoking documentary about a guy who was on death row. He actually, this guy, Errol Morris, was actually a detective, an expert interviewer, an interrogator. And the other thing that he did to remove himself out of the situation was he used a teleprompter in reverse. You know, we don't use teleprompters here. But you've probably seen the teleprompters that they use on Fox News and CNN and so forth, where they tell them what to say and they just read it. So they're in the camera. The camera's in a little reflective box. But what he did was, instead of putting a scrolling script through the teleprompter, he got a feed of his face. And so people were just talking to somebody on a box. And this is long ago, before we had anything like Skype or whatever. But he found that as he was talking to them, I think it had more to do with his skills as an interrogator than it did with this device. He called it his Interrotron. But as he would talk to people, they would open up to him. And he talked to Robert McNamara for a couple of days. And Robert McNamara got very frank with him. And he turned it into a documentary called The Fog of War. One of the things that Robert McNamara said, is he went back on one of the anniversaries of the Vietnam War, and he met with some of the leaders of North Vietnam who had won. And they said, what did you think you were doing? That nonsense with the domino theory. Don't you know anything about history? So we had fought for our independence against the Chinese for 1,000 years. Then we fought against the French. That's why we were fighting against you. We don't want to be part of China. As a matter of fact, there's border disputes going on right now between China and Vietnam. China is still encroaching on their territory, just like they're encroaching on everybody else in the South China Sea and so forth. As I point out, 2 million civilians estimated, 1.1 million North Vietnamese and Viet Cong fighters, 250,000 South Vietnamese fighters, 58,000 U.S. military members died in the Vietnam War. A war that was arguably not necessary, but certainly poorly managed. Poorly managed. The Afghanistan War has now cost us more than $1 trillion and more than 31,000 civilian deaths. Can we stop it? You know, I had President Trump yesterday talk about the border wall. Let's hear what President Trump had to say.
And we didn't have one Democrat who voted for that. They want to raise your taxes. And they want people to come in from the border. And they want, I can't imagine they want, but certainly drugs are flowing across borders. We need walls. We started building our wall. I'm so proud of it. We started. We have 1.6 billion. And we've already started. You saw the pictures yesterday. I said, what a thing of beauty. And on September 28th, we go further, and we're getting that sucker built. And you think that's easy? People said, oh, has he given up on the wall? No, I never give up. We have 1.6 billion toward the wall, and we've done the planning. And you saw those beautiful pictures, and that wall looks good. It's properly designed. That's what I do is I build. I was always very good at building. It was always my best thing. I think better than being president, I was maybe good at building. Like you people, you're good at building.
All right, so $1.6 billion for the wall. Question is whether it's the wall or it's a repair of an existing wall. We've seen various opinions on this. Quite frankly, I haven't read the bill myself, so I'm not going to come down on one side of the opinion of that or the other. The omnibus bill is ridiculously long and complicated. But let's just point this out, though. We're talking about $1.6 billion that they graciously gave him, whether it's for the wall or whether it's just for repair of an existing wall there. Understand that just this last week, $3.2 billion, twice that amount, was just lost in Afghanistan. They don't know where it went. The Pentagon has no idea where that money is. Now, President Trump has been talking about, I've been talking about this for a long time. In the last week, he tweeted about it. Then there was a report that he privately talked to Paul Ryan about it. The Democrats are getting concerned about it because you had Chuck Schumer come out and say, if he tries that, we're going to tie him up in courts. We're going to get our judges to attack. And now we have a report that Pentagon Press Secretary Dana White told reporters that Secretary of Defense James Mattis spoke with Trump about the request this week. NPR is writing this. NPR is worried about it. Schumer is worried about it because he could do this. He could pay for the wall, and not only can he do it, he must do it. It is his responsibility. It is his campaign promise. And he can use the military to do this. So he was talking to Secretary of Defense James Mattis. They said, quote, the secretary has talked to the president about it, said White. At a regularly scheduled briefing, he said, securing Americans and securing the nation is of paramount importance to the secretary. And then NPR starts to push back against it, just like Schumer, but in a different way. They say every federal department has some flexibility to shift money around as their needs change. The rules for the Department of Defense are the most generous of the bunch. But that extra wiggle room doesn't go far enough to cover the huge cost of building a border wall. Hey, look, they've got a black budget. They have money expressly in that budget for protecting the border of foreign countries, but not for America? Come on. This isn't a Defense Department if you don't defend the border. Does Congress authorize these wars with everybody? Do they have to authorize everything that the president does when he builds a foreign fortification? Why can't you fortify the border? Of course you can. Of course you can. And if any judge says he can't, then he needs to do what Andrew Jackson said. Let's see you enforce that order. It was Alexander Hamilton, the beloved founder of the left, the only one that they seem to like. He said the judiciary branch is the least dangerous because they have no means to enforce their decisions. President Trump, do you hear that? Stay with us. Be right back. Alex Newman, The New American.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
people in Houston, Texas who are listening to the program on Phonoscope, Channel 9, watching this on a television broadcast. So we welcome all of you in Houston who are watching on Channel 9, Phonoscope. And we want to welcome to the broadcast right now Alex Newman, international journalist, author. He currently serves as the foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine and a contributor to WND. And I've met Alex at Bilderberg. So he's on the beat whenever there's a Bilderberg, Davos, whatever. And I want to talk to him, especially right now, about the Pope. And we'll also get into the AstroTurf gun control movement, because I think these two things, as I said in the last hour, have a great deal of overlap. They put people up in the front that you're not supposed to criticize. The Pope has really been the moral face of globalism, of climate change and so forth, and pushing a kind of Marxist socialism. But you're not supposed to criticize the Pope, just like you're not supposed to criticize David Hogg as he pontificates about things that he knows nothing about. But you have all these people behind him pushing him and enabling him and intimidating and censoring anybody who questions him. So welcome to the show, Alex Newman of thenewamerican.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, David. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Let's start with the Pope here. And we had this interesting thing about yet another pronouncement. As I pointed out, this is coming from a guy that he has had a lot of really sensational things that the Vatican has had to push back against in the past. And yet he still keeps meeting with him. And they seem to have an affinity. This is a guy who was a hardcore Marxist, a paper that he founded that is now moderated a little bit. But when he was there, it was a very hardcore Marxist paper. And yet this guy and the Pope are very close friends. I think they have an affinity through this liberation theology stuff that's going on here. But that's the way that they have used the Pope to sell globalism, to sell climate change, to sell communist ideas to us.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, the Pope is an interesting case. He has been, just like you said, the front man for globalism. He spoke at the United Nations promoting the climate change hoax, the Agenda 2030, which is basically a plan for global totalitarianism. And as somebody who grew up in a Catholic family in Latin America, I'm very familiar with the Catholic brand practice in Latin America. And you're right, liberation theology has so infected the Catholic Church in Latin America, it's almost hard to tell where, you know, the church teachings begin and now the Marxist-Leninist doctrines that were really promoted by the Soviets begin. They kind of blur the lines there. And it really is troubling because, as you said, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to criticize the Pope, especially if they're not Catholic. They're worried that maybe they're going to be called anti-Catholic bigots. But as for this newspaper, you know, this is, I think, the third, maybe even the fourth time that the Pope and the Vatican have had to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, that transcript might not have been totally accurate. Notice they didn't actually deny that the Pope said there is no such thing as hell, which, of course, would contradict 2,000 years of Catholic teaching and, you know, essentially all Christian teaching. But something's very weird here. And, you know, the first time, what's the old saying? The first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. You know, third time, now something fishy's going on here. So,
yeah, why does he keep going back to this guy? Every time he goes and talks to him, there's this big scandal. And one of the scandals was based on a letter that the Pope wrote. So it was the Pope's own letter. And then the Vatican had to come back and say, well, he didn't really mean it that way, and so forth. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see where this is. But his true heart is really with these globalist issues. His true heart is really in pushing climate change and Marxism. And when you look at what Pat Buchanan said, Pat Buchanan was saying, you're talking about all these doctrines that the Catholic Church has had for 2,000 years. It's not just hell. It's also marriage and the family. It's also homosexuality. It's so many different issues that the Pope either said, well, I don't really care about it, or no, I don't believe that at all. And then look at what he did in China. As we see the Chinese president exerting all of this, the power of a new Mao in China, and what they're doing is exercising power over the Catholic Church to say, we're going to appoint bishops that are friendly to us. And you and I both know what they demand from Christians, whether they're Catholic or not Catholic. They demand that they deny certain doctrines that are fundamental to the faith, like the Trinity or whatever, or they have this misunderstanding of what the kingdom of heaven is and everything. So they just go through the Bible with a razor blade and pull this stuff out. And if you teach that stuff, you're going to literally get your church torn down. You got a church building, they're going to tear it down piece by piece. Now they're saying we're going to appoint the bishops, and the Pope says, yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's right. And, you know, getting in bed with a mass murdering communist dictatorship for me was just, you know, I was flabbergasted. How does one do this? This was a huge blow to the underground Catholic Church in China. And you're right. I mean, real Christians are persecuted beyond belief in China. You know, the government holds up these fake churches where they choose the so-called pastors and where they choose the doctrines that are taught. But the real underground church, you know, the people that meet in private houses away from the watchful eye of the Communist Party, you know, these people, they're beaten, they're imprisoned, they're tortured, they have their churches torn down. And to see the Pope agreeing with the communist Chinese dictatorship, which has murdered more people than any government in the history of humanity, I mean, they have been just absolutely ruthless, is incredibly troubling. But I think it gives us some insight into what's going on. And, you know, for those who forget, there was a lot of intrigue in the emergence of this Pope. You know, Benedict the 16th was, you know, left under very mysterious circumstances. There's some evidence that the Obama administration may have had something to do with that. And, you know, there is this massive international global Marxist-Leninist movement, and they hide under various covers. And in Latin America, you know, I've covered this very extensively. Almost nobody in the United States, except the government knows this very well, but Latin America has been taken over by a communist network. It's known as the Foro de Sao Paulo. It was founded by the mass murdering dictator Fidel Castro, the communist leader of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who now I think has been convicted of corruption. Now, you know, they painted him as moderate in the establishment media. This guy was a hardcore communist, and so was his successor, who was impeached, Dilma Rousseff. And through this network, the Foro de Sao Paulo, in English is the Sao Paulo Forum, Castro, the Sandinistas, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, using Odebrecht money and other things, seized control of Venezuela, of Ecuador, even of Chile with communist leader Michelle Bachelet from the Socialist Party. And they now control about two-thirds of the government. And the Pope is very much involved in this network, and people aren't talking about it. You know, this is the communists who we were told didn't exist anymore after 1989 and 1991. Well, they're still alive and well in Latin America.
And he took the founder of the liberation theology movement, brought him in for private meetings, just like this guy who's been writing these articles, this communist atheist that's written these sensational articles. But he brought in the founder of liberation theology, as the New York Times pointed out, 6 months after becoming pope for a very long thing. But they pushed back against the idea that there's any connection there with Marxism or with liberation theology. It's very interesting. But, you know, when we look at China, and the fact that they're really kind of on the same team. You know, anybody who is a globalist, whether it is the Pope or whether it is the American press, they will not criticize China no matter what they do. I find that to be very interesting as well. And we'll get on to communist China. I know you want to talk about South Africa and also about UN rape scandals, because it's the rape scandals are not just things that are happening right now with Cardinal Pell in Australia, but it is widespread with UN peacekeepers. Very well documented by The New American. They have been on top of this. And Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. We'll be right back with Alex Newman. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill. It takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on lying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Alex Newman of The New American. We were talking about the Pope in the last segment. And just as the Pope has surrendered the appointment of Catholic bishops in China to the Chinese dictator, President Xi. you put that president in quotes because he's not going to be voted out, folks. He's there for life now. But in the same way, we have these high-tech companies that are part of the globalist confab, multinational corporations like Apple, for example. They are now using 27 Chinese suppliers, up from 19 just a year ago. Chinese suppliers have nearly quadrupled in the past years. This year's number also marks the largest spike in Chinese suppliers year to year since Apple has been disclosing suppliers since 2012. They account for 13.5% of total Apple suppliers, a 4% increase from last year. So there's one example of how they work with them. But to give you an example, what Alex mentioned just as we're going to break, he talked about the UN Agenda 2030, of course, the smart cities, the high-tech tyranny that is going to be enforced on you. Here's a sample of this, because this is the other thing about China. They are the beta test site for this high-tech tyranny. There's an article on Zero Hedge about how they're cracking down on jaywalkers with artificial intelligence and facial recognition. You walk across the road in China and you do it as a jaywalker, it immediately recognizes you because they got everybody in their database. This is their smart cameras. Everything. It's so smart, isn't it? No, we are the ones who are dumb. I guess the cameras are smarter than we are to allow this type of thing to happen. They don't have much of a choice there, but we are willingly going into this kind of tyranny. So it takes a look. It recognizes you. It identifies you from the database facially.
Then it puts your picture and a picture of the jaywalking offense, puts your family name up, puts your picture up on a large LED screen above the pavement. I mean, this is just like Minority Report. And in one of these instances, before they got this put in, one lady who was in a hurry to get to a job interview, she jaywalked, the police stopped her, she didn't have her identity card, which they all must have. That's coming for us, too, with the border controls. See, they're going to put that in on Americans. Your identity papers, please. But she didn't have that, she didn't know her number, so they took a picture of her, and then it came back, and it had all of her ID in their database. So that's what we're looking at, Alex, and that's the thing that really scares me about all this talk about smart cities. Because as an implementation of the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, which was a more specific version of the UN Agenda 21, and we see the corporations, just like Apple and the rest of these people, all these corporations working with the government to create this grid of tyranny.
Yeah, you know, David, I think you just hit a home run here by linking these two things together. You know, I think it's maybe the most underreported story of the last 50 or 60 years is how communist China is not just some communist backwater that miraculously came to economic prominence. In fact, from the very beginning, the globalists and the communists in the United States, in the State Department, in the Council on Foreign Relations, deliberately sold China out to the communists. They stabbed Chiang Kai-shek in the back, who was not perfect, but, you know, he's certainly better than Chairman Mao, the butcher who massacred, you know, 60, 80 million people. And, you know, we've had so much smoking gun evidence of this. In 1973, David Rockefeller wrote in the New York Times that the social experiment under Chairman Mao was the most important and the most successful in all of human history. We have George Soros still to this day running around saying that communist China has a better functioning government than the United States, that they should own what he calls the New World Order. And if you look at the tyrannical developments going on over there, not just with the churches, you know, we hit on the Catholic absurdities over there, the persecution, the Protestants and putting fake Protestant ministers there, but also the high-tech totalitarianism, like this Sesame credit that's come out now, where they rank you, they give you a score based on, you know, are your opinions pre-approved? Do you do everything the regime says? Do you have any friends who might be anti-regime? And based on your score, you can either leave the country or you can't. You can get a good job or you can't. You can get on an airplane or not.
Isn't that amazing? And that's what is really, we're being conditioned to that, I believe, Alex. See if you agree with this. I think we're being conditioned to that with Twitter, where, oh, we don't like what you had to say, conservative. We don't agree with your opinion. So we're going to put you, we're going to shadow ban you, or, you know, we're going to kick you off of Facebook, or we're going to take down your channel on YouTube. They're gradually putting this stuff in, giving us a little bit of punishments. Some people, they'll just take off completely. They are conditioning us for this system that has already been implemented in China. We know where this is going.
That's absolutely right, and that is where we are headed. If you listen to the globalists, they'll tell you this. I mean, after Agenda 2030 came out, this is a great example. The communist Chinese propaganda organs were openly trumpeting the fact that the mass murdering regime in Beijing played what they called a crucial role in developing this. Mugabe loves Agenda 2030. So this is where this is all going. And, you know, the fake media, you know, the New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, Foreign Policy, all the rest of these, they're acting like, oh, this is all because of Trump that China is becoming the leader of the New World Order. No, it's not. We were reporting these trends years ago in the New American. In fact, Robert Welch wrote a book, May God Forgive Us Again, showing how the globalist establishment sold China out to the communists right in the very beginning. So people have been sounding the alarm about this for generations, and now the New York Times and all the rest of them are acting like, oh, you know, it's only happening. They're only reluctant leaders of the global agenda because Trump has stepped back from global leadership and the U.S. is losing its prominence. This was a deliberate agenda, and if you want to see what the New World Order looks like, look at communist China for a sneak peek of the future.
Yeah, and it's also the cities. I know you've talked in great deal, you and other people at New American as well, talked a great deal about Agenda 21, about the more specific time. You know, that was just, well, sometime in the 21st century we're going to do this to you. And then they came up with the UN 2030 agenda. And that's all about confining people into the cities. And when we look at the cooperation with these companies like Apple and others who are creating this surveillance technology, it is very important for them to concentrate people into the cities. That's the core part about this. Because if they can get you packed into the cities, into little tiny apartments, you don't own anything. You don't own your apartment. You don't own a vehicle. That's a big part of this. That's why there's such a push and subsidization on all these so-called autonomous vehicles. They're not autonomous. They are controlled from a centralized location, and it's to limit your ability to move about freely and to keep you in there. When you look at the fact that the CEO of Lyft used to be one of these urban planners. These urban planners are typically always central planners, and they want to keep everybody confined in the city. And he's proud of talking about the fact he sees the car as a problem, and he sees cities as a utopia. And so just get rid of the cars and the cities will be fine. That's the vision that they're pushing to everybody. People need to be aware of that, that they're trying to control us and push us into the cities and trap us in the cities.
That's right. And, you know, I encourage people to read through Agenda 2030 themselves. Unlike Agenda 21, this is not a mammoth document. You can read it in 10, 15 minutes if you're a fast reader. And it goes through, you know, it says national wealth redistribution is not enough. Now we need global wealth redistribution, by which they mean rob the poor and the middle class in America to support the elites and the hostile third world dictators that want to bring us down. They talk about the need for universal health care, by which they mean government control of our health care. They talk about, you know, abortion. They say reproductive freedom for all. They talk about, you know, getting us all packed into these cities. They talk about the global warming hoax. They estimated that the price tag was like $172 trillion to implement this abomination. That's what 10 times our national GDP. And of course, we're expected to pay for this. So this is, I mean, you could not have laid out a better roadmap for totalitarianism. Of course, they have goal 4 out of the 16 or 17, which deals with education. And they openly talk about turning your children into agents of change who will bring about this globalist world order that they're seeking. I mean, they say it right in the document. Yeah, so yeah. If you read it with an open mind, you'll see very clearly what the agenda is.
And speaking of agents of change, we'll talk about the AstroTurf movement and how they are using these children as agents of change. And I think really one of the things that as we look at the amazing way that David Hogg and these other individuals are being used, I think one of the most amazing things about this is people need to wake up to how our children are being radicalized to this agenda, and that's the intention of the government education program now. That's the thing that really ought to stand out to people. We ought to look at this and say, what kind of a system do we have that produces radicalized children like this who are demanding that their freedom be taken away? And ours too, of course. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Alex Newman, The New American. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15, $20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Alex Newman of The New American. We've been talking about UN Agenda 2030, smart cities, which have been all the rage at the Consumer Electronics Show at the beginning of the year this year. Every year they have a big show talking about consumer electronics. And you know, just a few years ago we had David Petraeus saying, we're going to be listening to you through your refrigerator, through your appliances. And when we reported that, even though we weren't the original source for that, we reported it was being reported by the mainstream media that was there covering Consumer Electronics Show. But we told people how dangerous this was, and we were mocked, called tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Does anybody think that your appliances aren't listening and recording everything that you're doing now? Look at Facebook, look at Google, all this stuff. But this is the high-tech grid of tyranny that is coming. And the way for them to get this through, and I want to talk about this now with Alex, is I want to move on to education, because that is the essential way to get this through. Having our children not know anything about our history, not know anything about the values that formed this country, values that put a premium on individual liberty, that put a premium on liberty and due process, to take away those things so that they don't understand the purpose of the Second Amendment and so forth. All these things wiped out, and yet they're being pushed right. What these kids do know. Of course, David Hogg says, well, I was in an AP environmental science class, advanced placement in science class, about environmentalism. So he's being taught about climate change. You can bet that all these kids are thoroughly versed in climate change theory, aren't they, Alex?
They sure are, and you know, they'll know all about the 68 different genders and all the rest of it, but they won't know how to read.
It's like Star Trek.
Won't be able to, right, it is. And they won't be able to read their high school diploma. I mean, the government's own numbers show us that about half of Americans either can't read or are so close to not being able to read that we might as well call them illiterate. Some places like Washington, D.C., 2/3 of the population is literally illiterate. And this is all by design. In fact, I wrote a whole book on this with my co-author, Dr. Sam Blumenfeld, who passed away last year. But this is incredibly important. And in fact, I think this is the crux of the issue. If we're going to save America, if we're going to save our liberties and our churches and our families, it is going to have to involve education. And tyrants have always understood this. Hitler understood this. Mao understood this. Lenin understood this. Abraham Lincoln even understood this. You know, the philosophy.
Even Plato.
Right.
Even Plato said, I got to get the kids early. I don't want them to know who their parents are, but I want to get them at a very early age so they only see the state as their parent, you know, in Plato's Republic.
That's right. And, you know, so I'm working on a big project now with some friends, and we'll have a special issue of The New American in September, basically exposing the education system for what it is and urging parents to please protect your children because they are being dumbed down deliberately. I mean, this goes back to Horace Mann in the 1840s. It goes back to John Dewey, who got Rockefeller money. And his goal was literally to get Christianity out of the country, de-Christianize America, override the Constitution, get rid of individualism and individual liberty, and build a communist utopia. In fact, he went to the Soviet Union to see how Lenin was doing it. And these are the people who designed our education system. So if we're going to stay free, we have to protect our kids from this.
They were very explicit about it. You go back to the 1800s and you had these utopian communities that were started in Oneida and other places. And they said, well, it failed because the parents weren't in on this. So we've got to get the kids separated from the parents, and we've got to get the kids at an earlier age, just like Plato said. And so they were saying, you know, therefore we have to have government education. This was starting in the mid-1800s with this. But then they made a science out of it with Horace Mann and Dewey, as you pointed out, with money from the Rockefellers. Is this part of your Freedom Project education, or is that something different?
It is related. Dr. Duke Pesta, who runs the Freedom Project Academy, which is a school where I also teach, is involved with the project. We're bringing the New American in, Lieutenant Colonel E. Ray Moore, who runs Frontline Ministries and the Exodus Mandate. We have Israel Wayne working with us, who's a very well-known Christian homeschool speaker and writer. So we've got a great team here. And what we've decided is that, look, you know, all these other issues are important. You know, Second Amendment, defeat the United Nations, maintain our national security, you know, rein in communist China and all the rest. But all these things are very important. But if we lose on the education issue over a long enough time period, we're going to lose on all the issues because they're brainwashing 80% of our kids. You know, we know from studies that Nehemiah Institute did a study, 80% of Christian children who go through the government schools will leave the faith, will leave the church. We know, look at the riots and the protests in the street now, these brainwashed zombies demanding that their rights be taken away for crying out loud. I mean, what more wake-up calls do you need, America?
That's right. You know, when this bombing here in Austin happened, people came out and said, well, this kid 6 or 7 years ago, he was homeschooled. But he wrote this. The only thing that they have on him anywhere on social media is something that he wrote when he went to college. And so I said, yeah, well, he went to college after homeschooling. And that was the first thing that he wrote. And they said, oh, look, he was a conservative and he was Christian. I said, yeah, that was after he was homeschooled. Then there was a six-year gap where he goes through college and he goes through life and everything. He's like, what do you think happens to a lot of kids?
Right.
You know, even homeschool kids, when they go through the propagandizing of college, it is very, very effective. It is a scientific social engineering that they have going on here.
Oh, it is, David. Absolutely. I mean, Dr. Benjamin Bloom, he pointed out that we can erase everything parents have done in an hour if we do it right. So, I mean, these people are dead serious. Mm-hmm. They've been studying this for 100 years. They are master manipulators. And, you know, teachers are just as much victims here as the students. They don't understand what they're a part of. They didn't sign up for this. They went into teaching because they love kids and they want to educate the next generation. And yet we have a system that is deliberately dumbing down the kids, that is deliberately causing widespread illiteracy, that is deliberately hiding history and science and literature and, you know, all the accumulated knowledge of mankind over millennia. And we are going to die as a civilization if we allow this to continue. And that's ultimately the end goal, erase Western civilization, yes, erase our liberties and our country.
That's right. Yeah, that's why they're tearing down statues of every historical figure because, you know, hey, racism. I mean, even Larry King yesterday was saying, we got to get rid of the Second Amendment because, you know, racism was used to control people. The people with guns enslaved the people who didn't have guns. And it's like, well, Larry, even if you were right about history and you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about with history, can't you see the problem with that? You don't take away. I don't want my guns taken away because I don't want to be a slave. So if you don't understand that this is fundamentally about individual liberty, and if that's not the issue here, I remember a story, a guy goes to a kindergarten and the teacher is telling him about all the different processes that they're doing and everything in this progressive kindergarten. And he says, yeah, but what's the purpose of this? And they couldn't answer it. They could tell you all the details of the process. You're talking about the teachers that are in the process, all the details of the process, but they don't know
what the end result is pushing them to. But the people who put together the curriculum do. They do know what the end process is. The teachers are just there to implement this. And they're not, and the parents are not thinking about what the end process is here. What is their definition, the system's definition of an educated person? Is it somebody who fully embraces climate change? Is it somebody who fully embraces everything that the state wants to do, that wants to give all power to the state? Is that the end product? Yes, it is. And the teachers often don't understand that. They don't understand the importance of individual liberty.
That's exactly right. And in fact, they've been bragging about this now. UNESCO puts out public reports. They put out press releases that I get in my inbox saying, hey, we're going to change all the values and attitudes and the skills of children at the global level. They've got a world core curriculum now that they want taught in every school, literally developed by a woman who founded the Lucifer Publishing Company. I mean, these standards were created in honor of her, based on her teachings. This is weird, bizarre, sick stuff. And if parents don't understand this, I can guarantee it, over a long enough time span, you know, give it a generation, maybe two, maybe even three or four if we're really good, we are going to lose our freedoms. And it's, you know, that's what it comes down to. If you don't take action, we're going to lose it all.
You're right. And New American, I mean, it's stuff that is beyond just socialism and government control and climate change and so forth. They're now going in, and you reported multiple times about it at the New American, talking about the transgender, gender fluidity, gender confusion that is being pushed on kids at the age of kindergarten. These kids have no idea about what is going on with gender and sexuality at that age. And they're doing this as a kind of a mental abuse to these kids, the American Pediatric Society has said.
That's right. And, you know, UNESCO just came out with a document in January. It's basically sex education standards for the world. They want this in every school on the planet. They want to start at age five. They want to teach the kids about masturbation. They want to teach them about sodomy and fornication. And, you know, you're thinking, are you kidding me? Five-year-olds, you know, they play with toy cars. You know, are you kidding me? And yet this is what's going on. And there's, you know, the LGBT agenda is really the tip of the spear for an even more subversive movement. What they're doing is they're waging a war on truth and on God and on liberty and on facts and on, you know, the way God has created the world. And the end result, again, is going to be a disaster. And just look at the fruit of this. You know, if you want to judge things by its fruit, look at the fruit of our education system. You know, 50 years ago, we didn't have school shootings and teen suicides and abortions and gang warfare in our schools. This is all a deliberate result of what we're seeing in the schools.
And you look at Rex Tillerson, a guy who at the Boy Scouts pushed homosexual scouts and homosexual scout leaders. Then after he left, they started pushing transgenderism. He goes to the State Department. The State Department funds $600,000 to push gender fluidity on Kenyan boys because they got toxic masculinity. This is the insanity that we see everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us, Alex Newman. And you can find his work at thenewamerican.com. Thank you so much, Alex. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back, folks. In this hour, we're going to be talking to Joseph Farah of WND. He has just done a documentary about the 70th anniversary of the reconstitution of the nation of Israel. And we see things happening on their border as well. I think that was something else that made President Trump understand that borders have to be defended. And you're always going to have people who are going to be fighting over where the border lines are drawn. But if you're going to have a country, you got to have borders. And you have to be able to know who is coming into your country. Just as I reported, April 3rd, the guy coming in, sexual assault in Tennessee, rape. Then another on April 3rd, who had two individuals. Another guy with sexual assault, another guy with child molestation, given life probation. These guys just leave, they come back. And this is what is happening, this rotating open door policy. We only have records to know who these guys are because they've done something to Americans. They have probably committed a lot of these types of crimes to Mexicans, but they don't come over with any identity papers. And as President Trump is talking about patrolling the border, the Mexican Senate is getting angry about this. They're threatening to stop helping the U.S. against the drug cartels if President Trump deploys troops to the border. Fine, we don't need your help. It hasn't really worked, has it? Keep your federales. A large number of them are corrupt anyway. The third portion of the resolution, the Mexican Senate calls for Mexico to stop any binational cooperation with the U.S. in dealing with immigration matters or in fighting transnational organized crime cartels until Trump, quote, acts with civility and respect. So that's what's really important to them, right? You treat me with respect, or I will not do anything to stop these drug cartels. Yeah, as if they're doing anything right now. And that's the point. Nobody is doing anything. The American government hasn't been doing anything under Barack Obama, hasn't been doing anything under President Trump significantly. If we cannot say that people who criminally trespass and remain here being subsidized by American citizens demanding their right to come and stay here, foreign citizens, that the Mexican government not only doesn't want to help us to fight the drug cartels, they don't want to educate their own children, so they send them here to be educated at your expense until you can no longer afford a home. And that day is soon going to be coming. Just take a look at the property taxes in your area. I think it's happening everywhere. Everywhere. A massive number of schools that have to be built, teachers have to be hired, so forth and so on. And that's all coming out of your property taxes. Even if you rent an apartment, they don't itemize it for you, but it's coming right there. So President Trump has said that he's going to send 2,000 to 4,000 troops to the Mexican border. We had George W. Bush send 6,400 National Guard members to the border between 2006 and 2008. quite a bit more. And that didn't do anything. I hope this isn't just going to be a symbolic gesture. I hope President Trump is really serious about this. I know Washington's not serious about it. I know the Pentagon is not serious about it. As a matter of fact, the Pentagon has fought him tooth and nail and appears to have won to keep troops, the same number, 2,000 troops. They want to keep 2,000 troops in Syria. But they don't even want the National Guard at the border of America. That's the Pentagon. That's the military-industrial complex. And again, those 6,400 National Guard members that George W. Bush sent were absolutely useless. AP reports the Republican governors of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas have backed the deployment, but it was unclear on Thursday how Democrat California Governor Jerry Brown would respond to Trump's call. Only the AP would put that in there. It was unclear how Governor Brown would respond. I'll tell you how the governor of Oregon has responded. She says, I'm not going to send any of them to the border.
Oh, maybe she should check the map. She's not on the border. Whatever. I don't know that anybody asked her. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's going on in London. And then Joseph Farah is going to be joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to our radio affiliates. I'll just recap what I said at the top of the hour. We have Mexico Senate passing a resolution saying, if President Trump does not treat us with respect and civility, we will not help him with drug cartels. Well, I hadn't noticed them helping. I had noticed them helping the drug cartels. I had noticed them not helping us to stop the drug cartels. And, of course, they've been able to come through Mexico, MS-13, in uncontrolled numbers because we have absolutely no information about these people. And as illegal aliens come in, as we pointed out, with 2 different days, 3 different sex offenders, rapists, child molesters coming across, and we know that only because they were caught in the United States, identified in the United States. So when they were apprehended for crossing the border and they looked them up, we had papers on them. They don't come in with papers from Mexico, obviously. We don't know how many people they did that to in Mexico. But they're not sending us our best people, their best people, as President Trump said. They're not even sending us any identification. But they are sending us their children to be educated at your expense. That American dream, you can forget it. It's being flushed down the toilet by the dreamers and the benefits that the Democrats are handing out to their future voters. And in many cases, they're current voters right now. So you got these governors that are out there. AP seems to be wondering whether or not Jerry Brown in California is going to send any troops to help at the border. Well, let's stop the suspense here. The answer is a resounding no, of course. But then the Oregon governor says, I'm not going to send anybody to the border. Now, the question is she talking about the Mexico border or the border with New Mexico, which is not New Mexico, but the new Nuevo Mexico, I guess we should say. California. Yeah. The new part of Aztlan. They see themselves, I think the California Democrats identify more with Mexico than they do with America. They certainly do act like that. Now, she did in her tweet say she wasn't going to send them to the Mexican border. And she made an interesting point in favor of Trump's authority to protect the border with the military. She said, as commander of Oregon's Guard, I am deeply troubled by Trump's plan to militarize our border. That's important. So she's commander of the Oregon National Guard, and she can decide whether they're going to go there or not. But President Trump, obviously, as we're going to see in lawsuits that are going to be coming up from Chuck Schumer's party and many other people, they'll be saying that President Trump can't send the military to the border. He doesn't have the authority to do that. He doesn't have the authority to ask who people are at the border, to vet individuals and say, well, if people are coming in without any identification from countries that Barack Obama went to war with, we're not going to let that happen. Barack Obama started wars with those people, and we're continuing those wars, sadly. But the implication there is that there's dangerous factions there. And if we can't tell whether or not these people are part of those dangerous factions, they should not be allowed into our country. But the federal judges in New York and California say, no, you can't make that determination as president. Why, yes, he can. He has enumerated powers to do that, and he has enumerated powers to protect our border with the military, not just with the National Guard. He doesn't need to go begging to governors to help him. Now, Governor Abbott had already started calling up the Texas National Guard beginning of this week, either in anticipation of or in collaboration with President Trump. He had already started doing this. And it's fine if they want to use the National Guard. But I think this is a bigger problem than 2,000 to 4,000 troops are going to be able to handle. And if the Pentagon is telling President Trump that we have to leave troops in Syria, and it appears that they and Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, all of them, the Saudis, the Israelis, and the neocons in Washington, the generals are all telling Trump, no, you can't bring the, I know you want to bring those troops home. You campaigned on that. You got elected on that. You've been talking about that. And you told us that you wanted to do that, but we're not going to set up a timetable. And they came out and said, no, nothing's changed. We're not going to do it. President Trump has been talking about this, but he's not going to be able to do this. We're going to tell everybody where the troops are going to be. Going to keep them in Syria, not going to put them at the border. If he wants any troops at the border, he's going to have to beg them from the individual governments, governors, I should say. And that appears to be the case right now. President Trump has got the right idea. And he's going to have to really fight these people every bit of the way. And folks, you need to stand with him and stand behind him and make sure that he and push him forward on this. Push him forward. You know it's the right thing to do. He knows it's the right thing to do, but he's being opposed by everybody in Washington. The only person in Washington that's there, even in his administration that's with him on these policies, is Scott Pruitt. And people are trying to push him out at the EPA. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. But I just want to talk about this other thing that came up. The cost of two National Guard border arrests would help a homeless vet for a year. This is something that came out by a Democrat in Arizona, Ruben Gallego. And he says, this is a poor use of tax dollars. We could be putting a homeless vet in some kind of an institution for a year. For what it costs us to do it, two National Guard border arrests. Well, I don't know where he came up with these numbers, but let me tell you something. When you're talking about poor use of taxpayer money, a poor use of taxpayer money is having 2,000 troops stationed in Syria where we don't have an interest other than regime change. They're not even engaging ISIS anymore. They defeated ISIS. They're keeping them there because they want to use them soon against Iran. And that's why the Israelis and the Saudis are pushing us to do that as well. We don't have a reason to have these troops in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria. We need them here protecting people. That's an appropriate use of your taxpayer money. And it isn't our business, sorry to tell this Democrat, it isn't our business to provide a home for everybody either. How many people are going to be losing their homes, as I've said many times, because of taxes that they have to pay to support the massive expansion of public education in this country, because these other countries don't want to pay for the education of their children. To make just two arrests, he said, we could give a homeless veteran permanent housing for an entire year. That isn't even the function of the federal government. Not even the function of the federal government. 50,308 people stopped at the Mexican border last month, up 203%. From March 2017. This is reported by CNS News. More than 50,000 people were either apprehended or deemed inadmissible at the southwest border just last month. So think about that. 50,000 people in 30 days. Maybe about the size of that caravan. Every day being apprehended. And that's not the people who don't get caught. So as they disband this group of people, this problem has not stopped. It has accelerated. And as I said yesterday, I think one of the reasons this has accelerated is because of all this talk from the bully pulpit about DACA and Dreamers and how we're going to make everything wonderful for them. We're going to give them amnesty. Then they're going to get all kinds of citizen benefits. Well, actually, they're already getting benefits that are superior to American citizens, but we're going to give them voting rights as well. Let's take a look at how this is working out for London. We have Nigel Farage, talking about this, and we don't have time to play this clip. I'll just lay out some of the problem here for you. We got a lead surgeon who was in the London hospital. He says it's kind of like a war zone here. He said this is a couple of days. This was reported by Breitbart. A couple of days after another night of violence saw a boy, 16, stabbed to death, a 17-year-old girl shot in a drive-by. As I pointed out at the top of the show, more people have been shot in London than at YouTube headquarters this last week. And there were two separate incidents. And one of the dead victims, one of the dead people was a victim, rather, not the perpetrator who committed suicide. And just as there were three people that were shot at YouTube headquarters, one in critical condition, well, there's a child who is in critical condition in a separate shooting in London. Piers Morgan, how can this be happening in your beloved hometown? You know, you lecture us about the Second Amendment, you lecture us about these evil guns, and yet this is happening. But most of the people are being killed by knives. Except it's not really knives. It's the immigrants that they didn't want to control. Because knives don't kill people, people kill people. And the people who kill people are let in by politically correct politicians like Sadiq Khan. Yeah, it's those kind of people who kill people. We'll talk more about that. But joining us in the next segment is Joseph Farah of WND. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue, Colloidal Silver, and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joseph Farah. In this segment, of course, he is the founder, editor, and CEO of WND, also the author and co-author of 13 books, and now co-writer of a new film called 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. Of course, you can find them at WND.com. Also, you can find Joseph Farah on Twitter at Joseph Farah. Welcome, Mr. Farah.
Great to be with you, David. If you can increase volume on your end, it would really be helpful. For some reason, it went way down.
Okay. Okay. How's this? Sounding better right now?
Yeah, you guys got thank that? You.
Okay, good. Well, while we get that straightened out, I would like to start by introduce the film. We can talk about what this is about, but give people a little bit of an overview by playing a brief trailer about this new film, 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. Here's that trailer.
Years of Israel in the land, a generation that has seen the miracle of Israel's restoration come to pass.
It's not just the narrative of the Jewish people. It's the backdrop of the greatest story ever told. One that actually explains why we're all here, the fate of our world, even the secret of eternal life.
Very powerful trailer, and I want to talk to you about a little bit. Maybe you can give us a little bit of tips about that. That's on sale at WND now, is it, or is it about to be released?
Yeah, and Amazon.
Okay, great. Well, tell us a little bit about it, because one of the things that you, I think that was your voice there, saying that it provides the backdrop, really, for the Christian faith.
And, yeah, that's my voice. How did I sound? Did I sound like a real narrator?
That's right. Yeah, it sounded great there. Well, you know, I think you got a new job. We can add narrator to all the other... All the other things.
You know, I don't know if you know my history, but long ago, when I was working for the Hearst Corporation, I actually was a foreign correspondent, you know, based in the Middle East, did a lot of work there. I've been involved with the Middle East, really in terms of, keeping tabs on it, visiting at least once a year ever since. That's like going back almost 40 years. And so I have a special interest in the Middle East. People may know that I am, I hate hyphenated, names like Arab American, but that's, you know, the best I can shorthand it.
Sure.
So I have a love for the Arab people, as well as a love for the Jewish people. So I think I have kind of a unique perspective on this crazy, mixed up situation that always seems so volatile. There's always so much conflict there. But this movie approaches the whole conflict in a different way. First of all, it focuses on, you know, this historic landmark of the Jewish people being back in Israel for 70 years.
That's right, and that's never happened again before, right? I mean, that's such an unusual thing, the fact that people would be dispersed, taken off of the land, going back to the time of the Roman Empire, getting very angry with the Jews, burning the temple down, taking down Jerusalem and dispersing everybody at that point. And then, after all of that time, to have a nation come back, that was unusual enough itself, wasn't it?
There's never been a nation in the history of the world that was... out of its land for almost 2,000 years. I mean, even 100 years is preposterous that a nation could be recreated, brought back from the dead after that kind of time.
And of course, be able to maintain their national identity even as they were scattered. Exactly. And then the unusual circumstances by which they're brought back in, even with the international community that after that has seemed to oppose them at every turn. After the creation, they've opposed them everywhere.
And then, of course, you have the fact that it was all prophesied in the Bible.
Yeah.
That they would come back. And here they did back in 1948. And that's not to say that all the Jews ever left the land. I think that's a very important thing for people to understand. They've been there continuously, but the large part of the population was dispersed throughout the whole world. Amazing thing to think about.
That's right. And the people who were dispersed, that's what the amazing thing is, that not just that the people who remained there continued on with traditions and so forth, but that the people who were scattered to every other culture continued to maintain their culture as a subset. Until they were brought back.
Right. One of the questions I always get is, there's always some peace plan at work in the Middle East. And people always ask me, is this one going to work out? Is that one going to work out? And there's a lot going on in the Middle East right now. Some seemingly positive things and some seemingly very negative things. You know, we just had this heir to the Saudi throne, Mohammed bin Salman, come out and say something that people found quite amazing. And he said, I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have the right to have their own land. And then that same prince, as you probably know, went to Hollywood in the last few days to unveil plans for opening up theaters in Saudi Arabia, something that's been missing for the last, 35 years or so. And to invite Western entertainment back into the country. At the same time, he made some news for saying that, that he believes the Iranian supreme leader makes Hitler look good. And of course he made the cover of Time magazine as a result of all that. There seems to be a new look, new alignments taking place in the Middle East right now. And the big one, of course, is this one between the Sunnis and the Shia, which, rivals in almost every single way the conflict between the Arabs and the Israelis. I mean, when you think about the toll and bloodshed and property damage and every conceivable thing, you can look at the Iran-Iraq war. You can look at what's going on in Syria right now. You can look at what's going on in Yemen right now. Both Syria and Yemen are ravaged by all-out war. I mean,
And I think, Joseph, I think that is really one of the things that has caused this Palestinian problem to be so intractable. And that is the fact that these different factions within Islam, it's not monolithic as many Americans seem to think, but there's the Sunnis, the Shias, and the Wahhabists. And, they all hate each other as much, if not more so, than they've hated Israel. And I thought it was also interesting when they were interviewing the Saudi crown prince, in that same interview where he says, Israel's got a right to exist. And so the Palestinians or whatever. But then he goes on to say, they asked him and said, what about Wahhabism? And he goes, what is that?
I do not know
what that is. And it's like, okay, a little bit less than full transparency here by this guy. Maybe as Henry Kissinger said, there's no permanent allies, only permanent interests. And the interests right now of Saudi Arabia and Iran, Saudi Arabia and Israel, are focused on eliminating Iran. That's absolutely true. So that may be what's really behind this. But we're going to be right back with Joseph Farah, WND.com. Stay with us.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it, and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back, and we're talking to Joseph Farah of WND.com. Talking about his new film that you can find there and on Amazon, 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. And we're just talking about how unusual it was that after thousands of years, Israel would be reconstituted. People had been scattered around the world to be brought back, that retained their culture and their beliefs and come back into Israel. And that is something that, as we always see, is going to be challenged. I think it's very interesting that as we saw the caravan forming to challenge our border, we saw something that was far more intense last week beginning, and is now starting again for this weekend. They're calling this the Friday of Old Tires. They are the Palestinians who are protesting there at the border are lighting fires with using tires so they can blur the vision of soldiers on the Israeli side of the security fence.
And as we were just going to break, Joe, you're talking about the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia saying, yes, Israel has a right to exist. That was a big deal, even though he said, yeah, Israel and the Palestinians have a right to exist. It's talking about a two-state solution, whatever. They've never said that Israel has a right to exist. So that was a big movement on his part. Again, making common cause with Israelis against the Iranians, I think. But, you know, as I don't know how much to believe this guy, because then he pretended to not know what Wahhabism is. But it's always, always about borders, isn't it? Regardless of where you draw the line, you don't have a nation if you don't have borders. And so I think as President Trump saw this happening, saw the caravan, I think that was a real galvanizing moment to get back to the core things that he began talking about in the campaign, things that got him elected. I think that was really created an impetus for him to make some moves that hopefully are going to be bold and not just symbolic at our border.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I was wondering if anyone else noticed that the timing in particular, exactly at the very time that thousands and thousands of, Gazans, Hamas, at Hamas's command were marching toward the border and burning tires and hurling rocks at Israeli soldiers. And really, you know, it was pretty threatening. When you looked at that scene, you saw, you know, not very many Israeli soldiers there holding off.
That's right.
These thousands of protesters, and at that very moment, we had this invasion at the Mexican border, and yeah. I think I wrote something about that, but I couldn't quite put it all together. But there's something about that that just seems so significant. What you say about borders is so critical to understand. I think all of your viewers get that. There is no such thing as national sovereignty without borders.
That's right. If you don't have a border, you don't have a nation, quite literally, and in every single respect. I mean, it's like, well, where does the nation begin and where does it end? And that's why Soros and the rest of the people have worked so hard to destroy the borders or to move the borders for the United States or for Israel or whatever. They want, if they want a nation to go away, they start playing with the borders and they start flooding a country with a different population group that cannot be vetted, and then say that they cannot be removed as well.
Soros is hard at work in Israel too. You know, Israel's a lot like the United States in terms of the political divide. I mean, you've got left wing and right wing in Israel, just like we have here. And the left is, you know, protesting the fact that Israel's even defending its border with Gaza. It wasn't enough that Israel turned over the Gaza for autonomous rule, essentially, by Hamas. People committed to their very destruction. That wasn't enough. Now they hurl, you know, they fire rockets and missiles into Israel, and this latest demonstration at the border, which I found pretty scary. If I lived anywhere near there, I'd be pretty scared about that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's escalating this week again, because now they've come back with a new tactic. Say, hey, we burned tires. It's going to create this massive, toxic, smoke screen, and they won't be able to see us. And, you know, you're outnumbered with just a few soldiers and 30,000 protesters who are, throwing, rocks or whatever that can kill people. It is a very scary situation. What do you think, as we're going to break, you started to talk about the prospects for peace, the prospects for the future. Your film is not only about the prophetic past and current of Israel, current situation in Israel, but also the prophetic future.
Yeah, I have a very different perspective on all the peace efforts that have been attempted there. Look, it's nice to see some changes taking place. It's nice to see what's, you know, Saudi Arabia, it's still a totalitarian country in so many ways and has some real problems. But nevertheless, you see that a new generation of people after 70 years finally accepting, you know, the fact that these people have a right to live there. On the other hand, there are so many negative things taking place in the Middle East right now. We had a story recently about Turkey's president and his call for uniting an international global army, a Muslim army, with its central purpose of massing around Israel and destroying the country. Mm. I mean, he made no bones about it. And
yeah, he wants a global caliphate, and quite frankly, so does his former ally and now his competitor living here under the protection of the CIA and the U.S., Fethullah Gulen, who's now made it his business to run charter schools in the United States. That should get us concerned as well. But yeah, Erdogan does see himself as the head of a global caliphate, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that, you know, Syria is still just an absolute mess. Yemen, there's a war going on there, kind of a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. So, you know, there's all this bloodshed taking place. Not all of it focuses, and I think it is very important for people to understand, between Israel and the Arab world. In fact, there's this very low level, low intensity conflict. And most of the time has been, except for a few, outbreaks of war. So what is going on? There's a fundamental problem in the Middle East. And, I'll be honest and say, I believe that it's the nature of Islam. We see the conflicts within Islam. They never go away. And they've been intensifying since 1979, since Iran changed over from, you know, a kind of a moderate Western style country into one that is dominated by these crazy clerics who call Israel the little Satan and the U.S. the great Satan. We need to understand that it's a very important thing. So that's where.
And when we go back and look at Iran, you know, we had the big Iran-Iraq war with Saddam Hussein and, you know, Khomeini and so forth. And now you've got Iran, as you point out, a surrogate war in Yemen against the Saudis. And that's what they see brewing there. That's why I think you've got the Saudi prince making moves towards Israel, towards the United States, even closer in some ways. I think it's that concern about Iran. And as we look at these three different branches of Islam, and they are connected to the state. And absolutely, that's the key thing there. I mean, we had these kinds of conflicts in the Middle Ages with Christianity, when Christianity was allied with the state. And so they would attack this one group because, you know, it was a religion as well as a political organization. We haven't seen that kind of thing in the West for a very, very long time. But that is the way the Middle East is organized geopolitically, according to religious sects.
That's right. Well, you know, my latest book is called The Restitution of All Things. And in there, I say that there is a peace plan that will work for the Middle East. And if you want to see it, read Isaiah 19, especially the last three verses of Isaiah 19. God has a plan. He has a plan for restoring Israel. He has a plan for restoring the whole Middle East, and he has a plan for restoring the whole world. That's what I believe, and I'm convinced, you know, why would I speculate about something? Why do I believe that? It's because all the Bible prophecies are coming true right before our eyes.
That's right. And we call Jesus the Prince of Peace. The first time he came, he made peace between God and man. He'll be coming again. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Joseph Fair has a column at WND. The Pope still hasn't refuted his denial of hell they made on Good Friday. We're going to talk to Joseph Fair about that when we come
back. Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Mycos EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. This kind of comes up on at random, but we got The Great Escape playing here. We're going to talk about the greatest escape in history. It's part of the greatest story ever told. We're talking to Joseph Farah, and we're going to talk about the cross and what happened this last Good Friday. Amazing statement attributed to the Pope. But the most amazing thing about it, I think, and so does Joseph Farah, he's got a column about this, the Pope still hasn't refuted this reported denial of hell. To me, that is the amazing thing. The dog that did not bark, as Sherlock Holmes would say. Before we go back to Mr. Farah, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here. And we have some big discounts right now on some of our most popular products. We have CellForce 50% off, a combo pack of BrainForce Plus, and the Real Red Pill. That is 50% off in combo. We have our new product, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, and that joins our Super Blue Toothpaste and Mouthwash. All these products have nano silver in them. That kills bacteria as well as viruses. You can use this new gargle spray. You can use it on your hands, for example, not just orally. So it's a new product. We've got it in three different sizes. So you can get 33% off any of those sizes, 1 ounce, 3.4 ounce, or 16-ounce bottles, or you can get all three of them together for 50% off. And we finally have Alexa Pure Breeze,
$50 off. That's our air filtration system for your home. That's a big discount off of that air purification system for your home. And don't forget Pollen Block. As I point out many times, that's the thing that my wife has found clears up her sinuses better than anything she's ever had. She gets splitting headaches this time of year with the pollen, and that takes care of the headaches because it gets to the source and it gives her fast relief. Never found anything that works that well. All right, so before we go back to Joseph Fair, just take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. And Mr. Farah, I wanted to talk now about this amazing statement that came out from the Pope. The Vatican pushed back against it, said, well, that's not an accurate statement. But I found it interesting, as you did, that the Pope never said anything. Had the Vatican come back and just say, well, that's not exactly what we refute what was said, but they didn't come out with a strong statement saying, no, this is what we believe. And the Pope never said, I didn't say that, and this is what I believe.
Right. Yeah, the Vatican came out with these, this is a week ago now. Think about that. It was,
yeah.
Last Friday was Good Friday, and the Vatican responded saying, well, this journalist, doesn't take notes. He's known for that. And so, you know, you can't say for sure what the conversation was all about. Well, that didn't seem like a denial that the Pope actually said it. They didn't say, the Pope didn't say that. And so I made, you know, I didn't want to comment on it immediately because I was pretty sure that a day or two later, the Pope, who's made many statements since then, would deal with it. I mean, in the middle of Easter, Holy Week, the Pope was everywhere. He's all over the television. So, but he didn't, and he hasn't since then. And
yeah, so, you would think if you're talking about Good Friday, you would say, yeah, if there isn't any hell, there wouldn't have been any point of Jesus being crucified, right? I mean, exactly. You would think that the topic might come up on that day of all days. But here's what I thought about it. As it came out, I looked at, who is this reporter that they say doesn't take notes? This is a guy who has had other meetings with the Pope. This is a guy who is a hardcore Marxist who always hated the Catholic Church, always hated the popes until this Pope came along. And then they have their close buddies. And even though he keeps having these reports from this reporter talking about, well, the Pope said this outrageous thing that refutes what the Catholic Church has believed for 2,000 years. Even though they these things keep coming up, he keeps having these meetings and these interviews with this same reporter. Why doesn't he shut that down?
Right. David, that's when amazing. Was the last time the Pope invited you to come in and chat with him or have an interview? Or meet?
Yeah, maybe we can talk economics or climate change or something, right?
He chooses to meet with this notorious atheist who seemingly has nothing in common with him. And even though there have been public refutations of some of the things that he's written based on those conversations, he keeps having him come in. I mean, it's an absurdity. And I like the way you think, David. You think just like I do. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, but what he is passionate about, what this Pope is passionate about, are things that the other popes have never been interested in, you know, because he is, by all indications, also leaning towards being a Marxist, a liberation theologist, and so forth. And so he comes in and he talks about global governance. He talks about climate change as being the means for that. He talks about redistribution of wealth. He talks about taking down borders. Those are the things that are close to the heart of this Pope. The other stuff, not so much. Divorced families or this or that, or, you know, I'm not going to really talk about that. Abortion, we're not really going to get into those issues. He's focused on the big globalist political issues. I think that is the most amazing thing. Exactly what you said, the fact that he hasn't talked for over a week. And earlier this week, on Monday, I had Leo Zagami, who is in Italy, and he reports about the Vatican frequently. He said there were reports in the Italian newspapers there that some individuals are trying to get him charged with heresy and get him removed from the papacy there.
Well, it is, you know, not in line with the Roman Catholic catechism, and it's not even in line. It's not in line with previous statements by the Pope, and that's why it was so shocking. And of course, not to mention the Bible. I mean, you know what the Bible has to say about this subject. So it's just one of those crazy things. This Pope is becoming known for making statements that, you know, are out of left field, and then moving on and making more statements that are out of left field with the history of Catholicism, with the history of Christianity, and most importantly, with the Bible. And that's it's right. A source of confusion, and you would think that the Vatican and the Pope would get together and say, you know, just issue a clarifying statement. I don't believe that hell doesn't exist. I believe it does exist, as I've said before. To make no statement after the worldwide coverage of this story a week ago is just seemingly unbelievable. And by the way, another thing the Pope doesn't do on the subject of borders, which you raised again, is I noticed that he doesn't invite any refugees to come and live in Vatican City.
That's right. Yeah, they've got guards and they've got a wall, and just like George Clooney. But, you know, when we look at this, I think that the purpose that he serves for the global elite is the same purpose that's being served by David Hogg. You know, they can get somebody out there who is unassailable because of who they are. You know, David Hogg, you can't talk about him. He's a young child. He was at a shooting and so forth. You can't talk about the Pope because he's the Pope. But then they can use them to push their agendas, whether it is globalism or whether it's gun control. They have these useful avatars out there that are unassailable.
Yeah. Well, maybe David Hogg will become the Vatican envoy if the Democrats take power again.
Well, you better watch out if he becomes an altar boy, because this Pope has shown that he doesn't really care about going after the pedophile priests. I mean, it was when he went down to Chile, everybody said, well, he's going to try to mend fences there. And at first he did. And then he started making statements attacking the accusers and just undoing all of that stuff. So it isn't as if this Pope doesn't make gaffes. I can easily believe that he would have said something like that. As a matter of fact, one of the first things that was a big controversy with this Pope was this same reporter, Scalfari, the first statement he had, he said, well, I met with them and we talked about the pedophile problem. He says, I only think it's only about 2% of the priests. And I said, that's 8,000 priests, you know.
That was a big thing. These little bombshells with this guy. With this journalist, I mean, yeah. There are Catholic journalists who cannot get an audience with the Pope.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Conservative Catholics can't get an audience, but he keeps giving an audience to this guy who keeps giving him these, putting out these controversial statements, a guy who is an atheist, a guy who is anti-Catholic. He keeps meeting with him because they seem to be on the same page on a lot of issues.
And by the way, I've written a lot about the Pope over the years, this Pope, and raised some controversies with them. And the people who seem to be most in agreement with those criticisms that I've offered are Roman Catholics.
That's right. That's right.
You know, traditional Roman Catholics who are really strong believers. And so, you know, I just can't imagine the kind of conflict that this has caused ever since this Pope came in into office.
And I can very easily believe that there are individuals inside the Catholic Church that are trying to get him removed for heresy, because as you point out, I've had a lot of people contact me when I put these articles out on Twitter, do these reports. The comments that I get are along that line, exactly as you said. As a matter of fact, I talked to Alex Newman from The New American. He said, as a Catholic, he said, so many people in Central and South America are very worried about the move towards Marxism by many of the people at the upper level of the church. Well, that concludes our interview. Thank you for joining us, Joseph Farah. You can find him again, WND.com, also on Twitter, at Joseph Farah. And the new film is 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. Looks really good. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Farah.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product.
by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Pueblo Sin Fronteras' caravan of roughly 1,100 Hondurans that threatened to cross through Mexico and into the United States has now split off into smaller groups. Some will attempt to stay in Mexico, some have turned back, and an estimated group of 200 or more are still heading for the United States border to openly manipulate the joke that is the catch-and-release program.
I speak to you as an immigrant myself. I came to this country 45 years ago with me and my mother, okay? 45 years ago, we were not offered sanctuary. We were not offered an easier, softer way, okay? We were told you have to be an American citizen, and here's what you have to do. And we did it. We worked hard, and we put in our time, okay? And I now have a piece of paper hanging on my wall called a naturalization certificate that says I am a proud United States American citizen. And if I can do it, every single person that's a dreamer in this room can do it. Every person that's undocumented in this room, they could do it too.
So we had very, very weak laws. We have the worst laws you ever think, catch and release, which we're terminating very quickly. We're doing it in pieces. No, it's unbelievable. Think of this. So we have a country where if they step 1 foot, not 2 feet, if 1 foot hits our country, we have to take those people, gently register them, and then release them. Okay? We're going to release them essentially in a short period of time. So we release them. And then they're supposed to come back for a court case. We hire more judges. We're trying to hire thousands of judges. No other country in the world does it. We hire judges so that these people will come back. Now, they're on the land. We release them. They go someplace into our country. They're supposed to come back within 2 or 3 years for a court case. But nobody ever comes back.
President Trump signed a proclamation on Wednesday to send up to 4,000 National Guard members to the border. Meanwhile, the first of the left-leaning governors refusing to support President Trump rears up, declaring, as the Daily Mail reports, Oregon Governor Kate Brown tweeted, "If Donald Trump asked me to deploy Oregon Guard troops to the Mexico border, I'll say no. As commander of Oregon's Guard, I'm deeply troubled by Trump's plan to militarize our border." But President Trump is hardly backing down. When Trump says enough is enough, consider this, as Breitbart reported. Border Patrol agents arrested 8 Bangladesh nationals in the Laredo sector during a 2-day period last week. During the month of March, Laredo sector agents arrested at least 24 after they illegally crossed from Mexico. The Laredo sector leads the nation in arrests of Bangladeshis who enter the U.S. illegally in South Texas. Border Patrol agent Hector Garza said, "The arrest of these people from Bangladesh shows there is a clear pipeline from anywhere in the world to Mexico and onto the southern border of Texas."
What percentage are you seeing from places other than South and Central America?
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security categorize the people that are not from Mexico as other than Mexicans. And prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. As one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped a package. And that package was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu in English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. "Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? You must pay in dollars. So we know that special interest countries, in particular countries like Pakistan or Afghanistan that are not particularly friendly with our country, are slipping through here under the disguise of and under the all this other activity that's going on where these families are giving up and the Border Patrol resources are being compromised. So it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
And as Joe Jankowski reports, U.S. Border Patrol has arrested sex criminals in the days leading up to Trump's decision to send National Guard troops to the southern border. So far in the month of April, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has had its hands full with detaining sex offenders who had sought to enter the country at the U.S.-Mexico border.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in, we'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Alex Jones is a raging bull. Virile, masculine, bull.
But my question is, you know, why did you choose a historically elitist press club like this that's so close to the mainstream media for this event, sir?
Well, we did it because we are the real media, and we wanted to come in here and deliver a message to mainstream media that the fact that they're losing ratings and viewers is because they've committed suicide politically by being so robotic and just following talking points, and that's why the new media is exploding. I just came to basically deliver them that message that that we're awake, that the people understand there's attempts at censorship, and that their monopolies, Facebook, your Twitter, are going to be busted up.
But so that made me concerned that you weren't the real Alex Jones, that you were yourself a crisis actor.
And that I may be Jordan Klepper?
I don't know.
Or Jordan Flipper?
I don't know. So, sir, are you the real Alex Jones?
Well, you know.
Or are you a crisis actor?
Actually, I'm Bill Hicks.
CNN goes in.
And a crisis actor.
Okay, and I just want to be clear.
It's an explosive
crisis actor.
No,
I think you're the victim of these movies. And obviously, calling a victim a crisis actor would be a monstrous thing to do.
I didn't call those guys a crisis actor. You guys said I said that, edited the tape, and then sat there and said, what a piece of crap, to try to get anger in your target viewers.
So let me get this straight. The person standing in front of me is saying that you have never
implied... I never said those people were crisis actors.
You've never implied that the victims of any mass shooting were fakes.
No, you guys have been saying I said that about Parkland. That's not the truth. You're not going to get a good editor. You're going to have to really edit this together to misrepresent what I've said. But good luck.
Did you say that about Sandy Hook?
No, I said that they said they threw babies out of incubators and that girl was basically a hired actress.
Now you're sounding like the real Alex Jones that I know. This I believe.
But the babies out of the incubators did not happen to launch the Iraq war that killed millions of people in 1990.
So here's my question for you. When you are saying things that might impact people, do you feel any sense of regret? And you talk about this siren of passing that people can hear you. When you're saying things that might impact real people's lives, do you feel any sense of responsibility
Actually, that's the end of the question. Do you feel any sense of responsibility?
Well, I don't feel responsibility for you guys misrepresenting what I've said to then try to ban free speech in this country.
So what does free speech give you the right to do?
Free speech gives me the right to be able to...
people.
No, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Well, none of that's been found in court.
Right.
Those slap suits funded by George Soros aren't going to misrepresent who we
right
are.
To, free speech gives you the right to...
But here's the deal. You guys sit here and you do edit after edit. You keep stopping and starting to try to get me to say something so you can take it out of context so you guys can misrepresent stuff to your
I don't
viewers.
Want to take you out of context. I just want to know if you're the Alex Jones.
Yeah. And you're right back to that same thing. I mean, what edit did they tell you to get? I mean what's the script? Because you're certainly basically an actor. You're a guy posing like you're like a journalist. You're a wannabe comedian.
Wait, sorry, who are we describing here?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
So are you
basically actor pretending to be a journalist?
Yes, that's right. You're an actor pretending to be a journalist, pretending to be a comedian.
I mean,
you can sit there and confuse your audience like you're a news show.
I don't think a person putting on a big performative show and claiming to be a journalist would get much of a following.
Oh, yeah, really. But this is all about being snarky. The whole point is you're fake news, and that's why you're falling apart. So keep misrepresenting. The thinking people in this country know what's going on. Okay.
If you're a journalist, why don't you check out Seth Rich? If you're a journalist,
why don't you check out real stuff?
I bet you won't put the dead babies in the incubator.
Hold on. I bet you won't put on this program on Klepper's show.
Dead babies in incubators? We're probably not going to air that.
No, not the dead babies.
Oh, okay.
Our government lied and said that they took babies out and bashed their brains out in 1990 in Kuwait. It did not happen. It was a PR firm.
They took the babies out of incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
And they had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
That stuff goes on. There are documents that have come out in federal court that Antifa is funded by major foundations to go out and break things. They're really breaking things, but they do it in a scripted way.
If you're the real Alex Jones, why haven't you offered to sell me any supplement yet?
I know. I'm not like...
I've been talking to you for
five
minutes.
I'm like Jeff Bezos.
You have not offered to
Jeff
sell
Bezos,
me one off-brand supplement, sir.
Jeff Bezos.
Not one.
Jeff Bezos sits there, and he's the biggest supplement seller in the world, but I'm not allowed to sell supplements. That's right. Jeff Bezos. He can sell them.
I know the script.
They can all, it's true. Whole Foods can sell supplements, but I can't. That's right. Exactly. Well, good. Put it in there. It's a good point.
You sound scripted, sir. Sir, you sound scripted.
No, that response is real. Supplements are a $50 billion industry.
If it's real, how do I know it?
There you go.
If you're not scripted, how do I know the words you're saying?
Sell some Brain Force.
That's right. We got Brain Force Plus. Top nootropic.
My shipment actually didn't come of Brain Force Plus.
Brain Force Plus, yeah.
Yeah, do you mind?
Absolutely.
Right. Oh my gosh, thank you. Wow, this feels really safe.
Look at a little beard.
That is very respectful communication. Thank you so much. Now, here's a question.
Yeah, you rushing up another little trendy. That's not disrespectful.
I had a question. Brain Force Plus.
Oh my god, they're going to get all the unscripted. Oh my god, everybody's going to see the scripting and then we'll have it when they cut it together.
How is that different then? I had a thing on my head.
What about the environment, man? Eat your Brain Force.
Come on.
Eat your Brain Force. Eat your Brain Force.
Come on.
I think the real Alex Jones would be a little more respectful
there you go,
to me than
real
this.
Real Brain Force.
Oh, wow. They taste like Huckster. That's good.
Brain Force.
What's that? What's
Brain Force Plus.
That's the delectable.
They're scared of you funding it, folks.
Grift.
Oh, good word.
Why won't you take it? Seriously, though,
it's funny. I was raised not to take pills that strangers on the street gave.
I'm a stranger. You don't know me?
I don't know if you're the real
Alex Jones. Jeff Bezos can sell them. Jeff Bezos at Whole Foods can sell them because this is actually basically sold at Whole Foods.
But this is actually...
For more money.
But here's my question.
Right now on sale, $19.95, InfoWarsStore.com. See how much you're pissed by it, folks?
Sir.
Brain Force Plus, the quality.
Sir, what responsibility do you feel to check the information you put out in the world before you put out?
Well, like CNN lied about WMDs.
No, I'm not talking about CNN. I'm talking about you personally.
Yeah, we have a better record than CNN. We do it. We work hard.
You have your own ethics. So what ethical bar do you need to clear before you put information out in the world?
We question big events when they have the appearance of the media jumping on it with a big PR push.
That's not the question. The question is, what's the ethical bar you need to clear before you put information out in the world?
I mean, the ethical bar is we do research. There's fast-moving news events that unfold. And so just like any other media organization, we look at it and see what develops.
That's not an answer. What's the bar you have to clear? Walk me through your fact-checking process.
Well, the fact-checking process is the...
Specifically, let's use the... There was a photo you put up of a man who was not the parking shooter that you implied was the parking
That hundreds
shooter.
Of other sites put up.
Yeah, I get it.
And we didn't publish his name.
How did you fact-check that?
Mainstream media.
What was your process for fact-checking?
We said, this is posted on one of the Facebook pages that's associated with him. We don't know if it's him. And other people did that as well.
Okay. So
and that's why my lawyers said the suit will go nowhere.
You felt
it's also you have that prop to hold that up to make it look like I'm guilty.
You felt comfortable putting that, taking that information on Facebook and putting it into the world. So can I? Oh, is there traffic in D.C.?
Oh my God, you're so smart. God, you're so intellectual. All the soy boys. You're like a soy boy god.
Thank you so much. So just give me one more time. What's the definition of the First Amendment?
Listen, we got to go to a meeting. I really appreciate you guys.
Can I come to this 4 o'clock press conference?
We'll see. We don't really have fake news there. But we'll see if you'll take your brain force. You can come if you take your brain force.
So, why wasn't I allowed to this?
If you RSVP, did they RSVP?
I told them
we had too many people and that we had another event at 4 to 6.
Yeah, so we invited you to the next event.
But I did say we were so excited to have them here.
Sir.
Hashtag so excited.
I don't know how great it looks just trying to feed me like a hamster.
Come on. Will you?
If you were the real Alex Jones, I would eat that pill.
Okay.
But I'm just not sure you're the real Alex Jones. I'm not sure about it.
I'm not sure you're like an animatronic robot from Chuck E. Cheese. What you look like.
I'm pretty sure I'm not an animatronic robot.
I think you look like the rat from Chuck E. Cheese.
Alex Jones is a raging bull. Virile. Masculine. Bull. 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 Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Masculine. Bull. Bull. Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Masculine. Bull.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's MycoZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in MycoZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your intestines. entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Darren McBreen, and we have breaking news from the InfoWar as the situation in Syria continues to escalate. And right now we have the world's military powers basically lined up within striking distance on the grand chessboard. This is something that could very well trigger a worldwide global conflict, a very dangerous situation indeed in Syria. Once again, I'm Darren McBreen, and I'm sitting in for David Knight, and hopefully he will return tomorrow. But sitting next to me is InfoWars writer and senior or managing editor, Kit Daniels, and the voice of InfoWars, John Baum, in the house. But look, we're going to begin right now with what's going on in Syria. And here's what we know so far. A U.S. Navy destroyer armed with Tomahawk missiles has arrived off the Syrian coast, and it was immediately met by and harassed by low-flying Russian warplanes. So remember, the Russians said they're not going to put up with this crap this time, and they will not put up with another military strike. That's what they say. They're saying if the U.S. attacks Syria, Russia says they will retaliate. And they are making preparations for what they expect to be an imminent attack by the United States. Meanwhile, there is a face-off between American and Chinese carriers in the South China Sea. The Russian military has already begun jamming U.S. military drones. Britain and France say that they might want to join the fight. And Israel has already conducted a military strike in Syria, bombing an airfield and taking out some Syrian warplanes. Now, before I go to you guys, and I want to get your take on all this, obviously, I just want to remind you what President Donald Trump said yesterday. This is according to the Washington Examiner. Trump says he might choose a more robust option this time because Syrian President Bashar al-Assad obviously did not get the message last time. What do you guys think? Kit, let's start with you. What are the chances that we might see some fireworks within the
next 24 hours? Well, here's the scary thing, Darren, is the fact that the Russians said not only are we going to shoot down the missiles, we're going to attack the source of the missiles. That means the U.S. destroyers off the coast of Syria. So we could theoretically see an escalating war with Russia striking the U.S. destroyers.
And all the top players, they're there. They're moved into position. Yes, exactly. Like I said, this is the grand chessboard. This is scary stuff.
Yeah. And remember, it was last year in April during the whole crisis, it was the White Helmets, the Soros-affiliated group that was central stage of all of this.
Yeah, and it could very well be a false flag attack that started this whole thing. We'll get into more on that later. But Pentagon officials and Trump have already warned Russia. They're basically saying, get ready. It's coming. Right. Mm-hmm. And any time. I think they said within the next 24 to 48 hours.
But remember, Trump said before, especially on the campaign trail, that if I'm going to strike someone, I'm not going to say it. So right now, I don't really don't like what he's saying about calling Assad a gas monster or whatever he said. But, you know, I don't like that as far as whether or not it's 4D chess. But here's the thing. You know, if Trump, a lot of times he uses rhetoric, just like he did with North Korea. But then you see a more peaceful resolution.
But he did strike. He did strike last year.
Yeah, but it was just an airstrip that was easily fixed.
True. And he did warn Putin ahead of time. Get your military guys out of there. Get your personnel out of there and whatever military equipment you have.
The worst thing that happened last year with the strike on Syria was the death of a Syrian Air Force pilot, because those guys are really, it takes a lot of training and money to get those up to speed on flying the MiGs or where they fly over there.
And imagine if they shot one of ours down.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But otherwise he shot a airstrip that was like, he noticed he avoided the runway with the missiles. Just hit a couple of sheds.
I want to read to you what the Russian foreign minister in Moscow said. He issued an explicit warning to Washington. Any military intervention in Syria is unacceptable, and it will lead to the most dangerous circumstances. So this is the kind of rhetoric we're hearing on both sides. And I tell you what, man, it's scary. It doesn't look real good right now.
No, it doesn't.
John Bowne, what do you think?
Well, you got to think that John Bolton, our brand new national security advisor, is dancing a jig right now, because he's only been the national security advisor for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And here this war hawk who wanted regime change in Syria is behind the scenes. And just days ago, Trump was saying what? We're pulling out of Syria. We're mm-hmm. going to pull the military out of Syria. And now we've completely changed positions here. So I blame John Bolton. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes. There's always a lot going on behind the scenes. But
whatever happened to Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo? That's Trump campaign promise right there.
Exactly. And this is a very globalist move. There's, you know, with Israel's responsibility in this and the influence, the globalist influence. But, you know, if you go back to the project for the new American century, which John Bolton had a hand in, was a part of. You remember they said that they needed a new Pearl Harbor, right?
That's right.
9/11.
Yeah. So to create a helpful wave of indignation. That way it'll get the American people on board.
This just doesn't look good at all to me.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, keep in mind that Trump routinely overrides his advisors. I mean, that's why McMaster was basically ineffective at that role, because everything McMaster pushed, he got pushback from Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he kind of seems to go along with it, at least verbally, but then when it comes down to it, he doesn't.
So, yes, exactly.
Well, let's hope that happens here. And I can't help but think of what happened in 1991. In fact, if you guys could get that, it's called Kuwaiti Girl. If you could line that up, I just want to play a clip of this, because all of this reminds me of what happened in 1991. You guys remember, this is the run-up to the Gulf War. Mm-hmm. And I fell for this hook, line, and sinker. I'll admit it, okay? Because they roll out this 15-year-old girl who's saying that the Iraqi National Guard basically assaulted a hospital. What's that, guys?
It's ready.
Okay. Basically assaulted a hospital and dumped babies out of incubators onto the bloody streets of Kuwait. Check this out. Flashback to 1991.
They took the babies out of incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
She should get an Oscar. You can only ask
how these animals can commit such barbaric and inhuman acts and then deny that these acts ever took place. Actress.
Premature infants in incubators were sentenced to die by having the incubators removed.
The hardest thing was burying the babies. I myself buried 40 newborn babies that had been taken from their incubators.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
I cannot help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
And they had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
All right, everything you just watched was complete and utter
lies
BS.
Lies upon lies.
Including from the president, then president of the United States, George H.W. Bush. So, telling you, you gotta watch out, guys. This, they're pulling your heartstrings, and Americans, we're good people. When we see babies die, we want to jump on board, and we want payback. Hey, the Real News with Dave Knight will return right after this. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. You know, a couple nights ago, I went to, it was pretty much a private party Jesse James had at the Austin Speed Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And their special guest was Billy Gibbons.
Really?
ZZ Top. And it was awesome. Anyway, welcome back to the Real News with David Knight. I'm Darren McBreen alongside Kit Daniels, John Bount in the house. And, you know, we're talking at the break how a lot of these guys you see on television or on the radio, they sound a lot like InfoWars. And I'm talking everyone from Ron Paul, Rand Paul, but also Pat Buchanan, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and even Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he sounds a lot like Alex Jones. And I want to read you from something that Rush said about, this is Rush Limbaugh talking about the Syrian chemical attack in 2013. If you guys could pull up that graphic. There is solid circumstantial evidence that the August 21st, 2013 chemical strike in the Damascus suburb was indeed a premeditated provocation. So we could be looking here at a frame job. Available data puts the horror in a different and disturbing light, meaning it's not Bashar doing the horrible things. It's the rebels nerve gassing themselves, framing Bashar, setting him up so the Al-Qaeda guys win and we end up on the same side as Al-Qaeda. And we also heard Ron Paul.
Bingo.
And Rand Paul, Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan says this reeks of a false flag operation. And the thing is Trump has got to know this.
Yeah.
So is he just playing ball with these guys or what's the deal? Is he part of the deep state? I'm getting concerned.
Well, like I said in the previous segment, he doesn't say what he's going to do militarily out in the open. So.
And that means within the enemy within?
Well, it's like, the rhetoric he's saying right now about Syria, I don't really expect him at this point to do what he says he's going to do. If he's going to strike, he's going to strike. He's not going to tweet about it. So, of course, I could be wrong about this on this at this time. But, you know, my gut's telling me that look at what Trump does and not what he says.
Okay, let's talk about, before we went to break, we showed the Kuwaiti girl mm-hmm. and this massive psyop that basically convinced millions of us, myself included, that going into the Gulf War was a good idea. The Gulf War was extremely popular. I mean, patriotism was at an all-time high. I'll never forget Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl singing the Star Spangled Banner. And we were so proud that we were going in there to kick Saddam Hussein's ass and saving those children from the elite Republican Guard. But it was all BS. So now we learn that the Kuwaiti girl, her name was Narnia, she was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. She had received acting lessons from a PR firm. She was recruited by the CIA. So it was just a big psyop.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've learned that, of course, the mainstream media doesn't talk about that, but we know this for a fact. You can fact check it for yourselves. So basically what I'm saying is, they use babies because Americans are good people. And when they hear babies are dying, and now we have the UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, she's up there showing pictures of dead babies from these chemical attacks. So I'm just saying, look, I'm not saying that no children died or that the children were crisis actors. Children indeed died. But who pulled the trigger? Who's the one that sent in the gas? Who chemical gassed these guys? Was it an inside job?
Was it Al Nusra again?
Exactly. Was it the rebels? So just like Rush Limbaugh said, they're framing Bashar al-Assad. And I am thrilled to death that people like Rush Limbaugh are talking about it. In fact, one more clip. Even Sean Hannity alluded to this on the Hannity, or excuse me, I'm sorry, Tucker Carlson alluded to this on the Tucker Carlson show just last night. Check this out.
And we should be skeptical of this, starting with the poison gas attack itself. All the geniuses tell us that Assad killed those children. But do they really know that? Of course they don't really know that. They're making it up. They have no real idea what happened. Actually, both sides in the Syrian civil war possess chemical weapons. How would it benefit Assad using chlorine gas last weekend? Well, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't benefit Assad.
Well, how would it benefit the hegemony of the Pentagon? Or the rest of us.
that's
the bottom line right there. And it does benefit them because it's a new Pearl Harbor. And we're looking at World War III. And we've got Trump kind of, it almost seems like he's a little confused, because.
Publicly.
Yeah. I mean, to Twitter out instead of to get in front, I think he's about to get in front of the American people right now, but to me, that doesn't sit very well with me as an American to Twitter out a threat that mm-hmm. could start World War III. I don't want Twitter to have anything to do with World War III. That's just me personally, but as an American, I need my commander in chief looking me square in the eye and telling me what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, like I said in the previous segment, I kind of see what he might be doing, but still, nonetheless, I don't like the rhetoric coming on Twitter.
Well, I tell you what, if Obama was pulling this stunt, we would be totally out.
Well, he almost did. He almost did.
Well, he said we're going to war, basically, but then something happened, I guess.
And John Kerry, you know, as well. And the video came out, Al Nusra was behind it, mm-hmm. and they had to stand down.
That's exactly right. And for Assad to pull something like this off, it really does make no sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you're a football coach. You've got the game won.
Yeah.
And you decide to punt on first down with 30 seconds left and then tell your players to punch the referee in the face.
And America's pulling out and Russia's going to be on cleanup duty and, you know, everything's going to be fine in there. And that central bank is going to just continue, on its own, the Syrian central bank. So
yeah,
the globalists,
good point. Yeah,
they're getting their boys together and they're getting them surrounding Trump like John Bolton, and they are not going to give up on that central bank.
Here's 2 points I want to make. A, Alex Jones had made it safe for Tucker and Pat Buchanan, all these guys, to really start talking about false flags.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with that. If it wasn't for Alex Jones and InfoWars, they wouldn't be talking about
it. Yeah. He made it completely safe because it's like stuff that we've reported on at InfoWars like 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you see the media is like, oh, okay, it's safe to talk about this now.
But it's fake news. Aren't we fake news?
Well, and that's the other thing is okay, so we have Hannity talking about it. We have Tucker Carlson and maybe a few others and definitely InfoWars, but that's it. Nobody else in the mainstream, even the left is excited about
this. But who's Trump really paying attention to? It's Tucker and
well, that's
John
good.
Hannity.
And that's a very good point because that's who we want them to, we want him to pay attention to.
And the second point I want to make is the fact that going back to 1991, the Gulf War, we're getting information from about 5-6, you know, news channels. That was it. Mm-hmm. It was easier for them to lie about something because, like you said, you were duped because that's all the information we had at the time was TV and newspapers.
Well, and six corporations still own 90% of all of it,
but now
we have the internet.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And that's the thing with social media, which, you know, they're trying to take that over as well. And they're doing a damn good job, so we got to fight that. So now they're going after social media because what happened, it was Hillary Clinton and the mainstream media during the election. Versus Donald Trump and social media and the internet. And then lo and behold, look who won.
Yeah.
That scared the crap out of the establishments. And now they're coming after us. And we've seen congressional testimony and Outlaw Morgan's going to come up next. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about that. But they're trying to, you know, Twitter's taking us down, YouTube algorithms, Google algorithms. They're basically making sure that our voice does not get heard. That's the next attack.
And really, it's like John said earlier, he brought up the whole noon American century. The other point about that is the fact that that's really what ushered in the NSA surveillance dragnet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw all of a sudden about 2-3 years later, we saw Facebook come to be.
Oh, look who's running it now.
Yeah.
And I think Facebook has spied on more people than probably the NSA.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a spooky thing.
Well,
so
we just found out that even, the Facebook CEO, Mr. Zuckerberg, was being spied on by himself. I guess.
How does he do that?
Well, actually,
or he didn't know he was spying on himself. Hey, but there's pictures of Zuckerberg. I think it was Zuckerberg. Well, he puts the tape over the monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it might have been Bill Gates.
And we're all dumb effers.
We're all dumb effers. So
meanwhile, he looks like an animatronic rat from Chuck E. Cheese.
He definitely does, mister. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk with political pundit, Facebook sensation, and American patriot Outlaw Morgan will be joining us. And basically, we're going to talk about Facebook censorship and the establishment's never-ending quest and their vendetta against Donald Trump. They want to overthrow the President of the United States of America, Outlaw Morgan. When the real news with David Knight.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield. Toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled
filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
To the Real News with David Knight. I'm Darren McBreen sitting in for David, who should return hopefully tomorrow morning. I think he'll be back.
Hope you're doing well, David.
Yep, hope you're feeling better. But we got John Bound in the house. Kit Daniels is here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome political pundit, American patriot, and Facebook sensation, Outlaw Morgan joins us now from Florida. How you doing, buddy?
Look out.
I'm great. How are you guys, man? Thanks for having me back on the show. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Real good to have you. I want to get your take on this. I should have emailed this to you this morning, but what the hell, we'll do this on the fly. Check out what's going on, because the liberals have been triggered once again. And this time, it got so bad that ABC News had to contact the police over this picture. And this is a This is a very attractive college student in Tennessee, and she's being criticized by the left for posting this picture on Twitter. God bless her. She's a college senior posing with a T-shirt that says "Women for Trump" while exposing her concealed firearm. Now, ABC News called the cops. They said that they labeled the picture as provocative. And, of course, this has caused a firestorm on Twitter. Everybody's raving about it. Have you seen the picture, and what do you think about that?
Honestly, this is my first time seeing it, but I'm really not shocked that the people from the left side of center are actually melting down over this photo. I imagine this has been deemed in some shape or fashion as a form of hate speech. I mean, she's a lady, and she's for Trump, and that's just unheard of. And she's brandishing a firearm with another person. This is insane. But this is what we're up against, man. I mean, they literally called the police on this woman. That's just
The ABC called the police because they wanted to know if she was breaking the law. I guess she was close to a memorial or a museum.
What state is this in?
Tennessee.
Oh, really?
In Tennessee. Wow. So ABC News saw that. We better call the cops and check on this, make sure she's
Tennessee.
Not
You can't let that happen, Tennessee.
Try to get the girl in trouble as under the guise of reporting the news.
Yeah. I thought you guys were going to say that photo came from San Francisco.
Exactly.
Now, that would be scary.
The playground of the globalists.
Yeah. She definitely didn't have an Adam's apple. That was a real woman right there.
Oh, that was a very real woman right there. Yeah.
So, you know, and
I was shocked for other reasons.
And if you guys could try to get her on the show, that would be nice. Interview her and see what went down. So, the left is going crazy as usual.
Yeah, that's the sad part, man. Have you guys been watching this thing with Congress and Mark Zuckerberg? I mean, like, his response to Congress and the senators is just insane. And I think this is one of the things that we really, most of us who actually don't have the IQ of a potato can already see what's going on. I agree. Keep away terrorists off of Facebook, even though they don't get shut down and I get banned almost weekly. Let's stop child traffickers and stuff like that, even though they don't really get banned and I get banned weekly. But then again, what scares me the most is when you open up the category of hate speech, there's so much gray area there. And who is the gatekeeper of this hate speech that you speak of? That's what worries me. I mean, it could literally be anybody like you, I, or anybody that's articulate enough to formulate a sentence and have an opinion and thought. And he said, and I quote, "Facebook should be a good place to have exchange of ideas." And I disagree with that wholeheartedly because all of my ideas have led me to being banned for 30 days at a time.
Well, that's right. And you've been hit hard. I mean, I think we all have. President Trump, InfoWars, all of us have seen significant reductions in our Facebook traffic like that overnight.
Well, our free speech and our freedom of press is being abridged.
And the scary thing about the whole Facebook thing is we kind of already see how they're defining hate speech. There's an article a couple of weeks ago about how Zuckerberg is moving towards the EU model.
Oh, yeah. The Chi-Com model.
Yeah.
Specifically the first, communism.
Yeah, exactly. But this first step is the EU model as far as they're trying to tailor the policies to be more in focus with EU regulations.
Right. And then next it'll be social media credits.
Yes.
Right. It'll be a credit system.
Take a look at the UK. Take a look at Europe. Take a look at Germany. I mean, there are people literally over there right now who are being arrested and charged for Facebook
and jailed.
Yeah. And this is insane. Like, this is the United States of America. We're real close to that right now.
We're not.
I think it's important also to remind people, I think we've got to get civics back into the school somehow because we're not a democracy, as they keep repeating. We're a constitutional republic and forfeited by the Constitution is our rights to have the right of free speech was the first
Unfortunately,
Amendment.
Representational democracy were represented by these madmen and mad women like Nancy Pelosi and Senator Richard Pan out there in California.
It is. I mean,
these people are nuts.
The whole definition of democracy is mob rule, and that's what we see right now.
Well, here's the thing. The left ruins everything they come across. They destroy everything in their path, everything from music to television to academia.
Our culture.
The culture in general. They are destroying everything in their path, and it's not, obviously, it's not just Facebook. We talked about the Google algorithm.
Well, being an American is a dirty word. It's a bad thing to be.
Yes, they're anti-American. And look what happened with Laura Ingraham and David Hogg going after Laura Ingraham. She's got to, take a week leave of absence. But you have Jimmy Kimmel that could talk about Sean Hannity's daughter.
Right.
It's sick. And
all of that was,
so it's a double standard.
It was all evident in the Zuckerberg hearing. I mean, it was just, and we're going to the House today too. So it's just completely evident that the right is to be censored and banned. Let's put it on the table. That's what you want.
And the Democrats say they want to completely destroy the Republican Party.
Well, and not just the right, just people in the center, Americans. You as an American, you need to be banned for believing in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
That's right. What do you think, Outlaw? Don't you think that the left is, they want nothing more than the entire country to be far left or nothing, right? That's it. It's either far left or nothing.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're absolutely right. And you know, I think that we're reaching a very scary time because the exchange of vigorous debates and ideas, are now being slaughtered. I mean, yeah. And I heard the word hive mentality, and that's such a good equation to the left because they are mob rule hive mentality movers. And if you don't actually co-align and subscribe to their ideologies 100%, then you're an outcast to the point that it's okay to kill you. And, you know, they literally say these things, you know. So what's scary, though, is I think that it's scary when you create an environment where you can't actually have civil debates. And this is what I was telling people the other day during a live feed on Facebook is that I've been to Hillary Clinton rallies and I've been to Trump rallies. And I've been involved in exchange of ideas and debates and conversations and stuff. And what I normally find is that people on the right who are supposed to be these monsters are actually articulate and educated and know facts. And when presented to the leftists in such a fashion, they have meltdowns and literally feel microaggress, which leads to a macroaggression, and they escalate to violence.
It is literally night and day. When you go to a pro-Trump rally, some of the most decent, law-abiding, patriotic people of all walks of life compared to the protesters on the outside who are some of the most cruel, indecent, just verbally abusive, just horrible people out there. In fact, when we have an InfoWars microphone, and we go out in the street, a lot of times what we play here is InfoWars buzzword bingo. Because if you have that InfoWars mic, it's only a matter of time before somebody calls you a Nazi or a Zionist or, you know, gay frogs. You know, they're yelling all this stuff. But they don't even, there's no dialogue. It's just yelling and screaming at you or keying your car or throwing, you know, urine at your face.
Well, don't you think
it all? Outlaw's been out there.
Outlaw, and you're on the front lines with this, man. You're really pushing this this vibe, this feeling that Americans have. You've taken the forefront. Don't you think it's time that we start pushing back? Because all of us, because enough is enough. We're looking at World War III. We've got globalists in there pushing the buttons. We could all this could all end tomorrow, folks.
You know. The sad thing about watching what's going on with Syria is that I would love to say we've never seen this before. This is new, but this is textbook stuff. And, you know, it's scary to think that Trump could be in a position where he'd actually move on something that could be a falsehood. But yeah, I have moved to the forefront. That's honestly what made my page grow so much on Facebook. And speaking of censorship, at one point, my page actually had an organic reach of 68 million. And within 48 hours, they dropped me to 1.3 million because they simply consider me to be hate speech because I don't go along with the leftist agenda.
You don't go along with the American Politburo.
Right,
that's what you don't go along with. And it exists and it's formed itself behind the scenes. It truly exists. We have a system now that is basically a communist system that is operating behind our
You can have freedom of expression and freedom of thoughts as long as it's contained into these little boxes that they decide.
Regurgitate, as long as you regurgitate their talking points, but everybody's fighting against this, and Outlaw Morgan is certainly not alone. And this even goes down to the very popular Facebook celebrities like Outlaw Morgan to people, you know, your neighbors next door. You know, they put something up about David Hogg and it's stifled. So look, Outlaw, thanks for joining us. It's always good to have you on. We'll have you back. Don't forget, folks, we have how many hours are we going to do? We're pulling an all-nighter. And it's Stop the Collapse of the American Transmission. That begins Thursday, April 12th to Friday, April 13th. Live coverage starts at 8 a.m. and we'll be here.